you know, we were very disappointed in our last two games. Our effort was for some reason had not been very good. Our energy was not very good, and you know, tonight it was. And I'm very happy for Emery. First college start. She didn't know she was starting until today, and she played great. And I'm real happy for her because we felt last year that she might have been our most improved player from the start of the season to the end. We really saw her make a lot of progress. She came back in the fall and was still improved, and she just hadn't been able to really put it together consistently. Even though the minutes she had been pretty productive, and we just, you know, Val unfortunately wasn't playing well. I don't like to change the starting lineup that much, but we just thought we needed that change, and Val handled it very well. But I'm just really happy Emery had that type of success because she's worked so hard, and you know, she was a big. Big, you know, bright spot tonight, as was Crystal Frazier's been struggling. And Crystal played much better tonight. She kept her head up. She was more confident. She didn't have a great stat line, but she made some good passes. She wouldn't turn the ball over. That was important for us, too. We just, you know, it's only halftime. I was still, yeah, I mean, we had a big lead, but I saw so many things that, like when we play this weekend, that we just can't get away with some of the things we were doing. And, you know, we've got to clean it. Got to clean it up. We're fouling too much. The two games we lost, a lot of the reason was we're getting beat off the dribble to the basket. You know, it happened too many times tonight. And we're going to play an extremely athletic team Friday at A&M. Should come in here undefeated, nationally ranked. And then Sunday afternoon, Marquette's another outstanding team. They only have one loss, so you know, this was a nice win. We needed to get a win, get a little confidence back. I think our players understand that, you know, we've got to play much better this weekend.
Coach, were you disappointed in how the team handled the pressure?
A little bit. Yeah, you know, we're still being soft. When we get double teamed, we're not getting rid of the ball soon enough. You know, we're dribbling into bad areas. We're still trying to throw. We say don't throw over the top of the trap. You gotta try to play under the trap. And against a quicker, more athletic team, and that's what A&M is. A&M last year, I was very concerned about A&M's pressure. I think they led the Big 12 in turnovers forced last year. That's their game. They're not that big. They're very, very well coached. They're very athletic and quick, and that's their game, is forcing turnovers. And we actually took them out of their press last year at A&M. We haven't shown that ability yet this year consistently, and that's certainly a concern. We came into this game averaging 24 turnovers a game. I told them the TCU game, we had 26 turnovers. They didn't press us a minute. And many of them are on our two starting posts at the time was Val and Lauren, had three assists and 30 turnovers. That's off the charts. That your posts have that many turnovers, and they're, you know, off balance, they're traveling, they're fumbling the ball, they're not handling double teams very well. And we just, you know, we work on that, and we just got to get better at it.
Do you have a sense of where your team is right now?
No, I don't. I felt very good after we played very well on the road. You know, I didn't think those teams, they're not that good. They're not going to win 20 games, but gosh, Monmouth beats Marshall by 11. That score stunned me. And you know, we had a nice win against Ole Miss. Showed a lot of heart in that game. And then we just, I mean, it wasn't the same team in either game. And we seem to, you know, we can't figure out why we're tired. We don't know why we're playing fatigued, because we've given them plenty of rest. We've traveled so that they should have plenty of time. And that's, I don't know if it's, Rice, you're always concerned about, as you start approaching finals, it's a lot of pressure on them academically, where a lot of places that isn't as strong. And I don't know if that's a factor or not, but I saw, we're just going to have to keep on them about their energy level and their focus. And it was a little better tonight. I mean, we had, if you'd have seen our team, you'd just be going, huh. I mean, we had some people who might as well not even shown up. And you're just like, what is wrong? A game like this was, what we needed. To try to, anytime you lose, you, especially females, they get a little, they lose their confidence a lot easier than guys do. And when you get beat and don't play well, that can have a carryover effect. And that's why, this game was important for us to get us back on track. We got to play everybody. And we had some success. Now we've got to make sure as a coaching staff that we, and I think they'll lock in. I mean, they know most of our kids were here. They know A&M. They know Marquette. I told them that might be the two best teams we play all year. So I think our focus will be good the rest of the week. And, now will that relate to execution Friday night? Because I thought going into Little Rock, we had a really good practice the day before. We're 3-0. We had a great win. And we're ready to roll. We just went over there and we're just absolutely horrendous. So I don't have a feel. And I don't know that I will. I hope I will, because we're a veteran team. And the thing that all coaches look for is consistency. And we haven't had that other than probably Lauren. Katie gets 17 against Little Rock and scores 3 against TCU, has 7 turnovers. Goes 1-for-4 from the free throw line. 82% free throw shooter. Just had no, wasn't the Katie River that you guys have seen. How could this happen? How can you not? We don't understand how you cannot get excited and get up for games.